This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the price of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed on across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I'm here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I've monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
Speaking on this occasion, the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navaratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics in this year's Navaratri season in comparison to sales recorded in the previous Navaratri festival. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan-2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejection CMEs from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Launched on the 22nd of July in 2019, Chandrayaan-2 was successfully inserted on August the 20th into the elliptical orbit around the Moon. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nafitromycin, marking the significant milestone in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. The minister was speaking after inaugurating a three-day medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday. Central Railway is operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India, including Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, during the festive season. The move aims at ensuring smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja.
Central Railway has planned 1,700 plus trains, primarily from Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus, Lokmanya Tilak Terminus and Pune stations. More than 800 trains have been planned for destinations towards Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Northeastern State. These trains have been plying from 22nd of September and will continue till 30th of November. The largest number of trains have been planned from 10th of September to 15th of November.
In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Shri Ram. Grand preparations are underway to break last year's record, with over 26 lakh diyas to be lit across the city. This year, a record 26,11,101 earthen lamps will illuminate 56 ghats along Ram Ki Paudi, creating a breathtaking spectacle on the banks of the sacred Saryu River. And for the first time, Delhi witnessed the grand celebration of Deepotsav similar to the one held in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. Inaugurating the celebration at Kartavya Path yesterday, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said Deepotsav is not merely a festival of lamps, but the herald of a new awakening. She said Delhi is writing a new story, one where faith and modernity merge beautifully. In men's cricket, India will take on hosts Australia in the first ODI of the three-match series at Perth today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. The match will begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.